The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, friends. Greetings once again. So we are exploring this week the mind's body together, and this sense of this, as I mentioned, especially on the first day, the way we pay attention, the way we perceive, we attend to, and where we bring, not just how, but where we bring attention to, we touch with our awareness, with our knowing, places in the body, not just the places, but how we do it in the body. It can make shifts in our perception, in our body perception, in our body-mind perception arise. And it's actually quite flexible. There's a lot of flexibility, and it's important as practitioners to know where we bring attention to, how things can shift and move, and the results that they can have in our perception, in our physical perception, and in our mind's perception of the body and the perception of our mind, and connecting this a little bit perhaps to maybe Chinese and other energy medicine traditions, either physically touching or bringing mind's attention to a point can have impact. And a lot of times these arise in meditation, and we may not actually know, well, that's interesting. How did that come up? So it's good to know that, yes, there are some laws in the body and the mind, even if we don't fully understand them. So exploring the mind's body or the energetic sense of the body this week. And today, the exploration that we did two different explorations, and let me spell them out for you. The first exploration I invited you, and again, these are very quick, brief, two different instructions fit into 30 minutes. That's very brief. So I suggest that you actually explore these on your own time later. More expansive sits. So the first invitation was to explore what I'm calling, or what it's called, a sense of verticality. So this sense of being connected to the earth through your sit bones, then your abdomen, your heart center, your head. There's a sense of sitting in verticality, the sense of uprightness, as if there was a vertical pole, the energetic pole going through your whole, the cylinder going through your whole body and connected. Ah, there's a sense of spaciousness, and there's a sense of well-rootedness, and feeling the breath, feeling your body around this upright vertical cylinder. And of course, you can see what impact that has for you, and so that you continue to become curious and see what impact it has for you. But it can have the sense of both grounding, feeling grounded, and also feeling upright, being awake and yet grounded at the same time. There's just a beautiful energetic feeling to it. And the mind can actually be quite, the thoughts can be quite still quieted. There's a sense of spaciousness and grounding at the same time, emphasizes verticality and a sense of uprightness, which also sense of maybe ethical uprightness that can come with the sense of verticality. It's a lovely way to sit, a lovely way to go through the world and explore both being grounded and uplifted. So that was the sense of verticality that that I invited you to explore. And then we switched to another way of exploring the body, and that is the energy body and the breath in the body. And that was imagining that the breath filling out the whole body first, we start there, and this sense of orbness, this sense of roundedness, so the breath filling out the whole body. And then I invited you to imagine that the border of your skin, the border of your body, was a few inches further than your skin. So the sense of expansiveness, the sense of spaciousness of the breath bellowing, and then spaciousness and more spaciousness and more spaciousness. And at some time, again, through practice, the sense of border can completely dissolve. And there's just a sense of complete spaciousness in the mind's body, in the energy body, that the breath is moving through. And what this can bring for many is a sense of peace, just expansive peacefulness that can arise, and spaciousness, a lot of spaciousness, you know, the space element, part of the four elements, the space element can be quite present here, sense of spaciousness and peace. And this also for some people who practice open awareness, this can be also a good support for open awareness, or as actually open awareness can lead to this sometimes. And similarly, as I invited you at the very end to add some metta, just not to push it out, but just imagine that this spaciousness of expansiveness of the breath has some goodwill. Some goodwill, some kindness that's just like a light that's intertwined with this expansiveness. And similarly, this, just as it can be a nice support for open awareness practice, can be a great support, this way of seeing the body and perceiving the mind's body, great support for metta practice. If you're doing radiating metta, this can be really lovely support for that as well, just really getting into the practice in a very expansive way where also the self can disappear. So all of these practices are connected. So, and of course, it can be very expansive and beautiful just in its own right to really settle, especially if there's a lot of anxiety or fear present. Just giving it a lot of space, a lot of no boundaries. It's often when we have anxiety, it feels like a wild horse or a wild ram running around like in our chest. So, and if we try to contain it and really put up the barn doors, and like it can even it feels like it wants to kick against the barn doors, and it's just the sense of anxiety can become worse. So in this way, taking the doors down, all the boundaries down, and just giving space to the breath, giving space to the sensations to be expansive, expansive, expansive. Ah, a sense of relief and expansiveness can come from that. So these are two different ways you can explore the energy body, and delighted to read for some of you this, even in this short period, never felt so light before, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. Wonderful tingling wellness. Yeah. They're just very different ways of, yeah. So thank you all. Thank you for your practice. And again, I'm trusting there are many more comments here, but that's it's hard to both teach and attend to all of the moving comments at the same time. So thank you so much for your practice, for your dedication, for being here, supporting yourself, supporting each other, and may our practice be cause and conditioning for for awakening for ourselves and all beings everywhere. Take good care and see you tomorrow to conclude the series. Take care.